How do you get rid of a spirit in your house?
There's two things that I always tell people to try first. The first thing is, if you are affiliated with a church, it never hurts to have the house blessed by an ordained priest or minister.
Will they come?
They will. It used to be that their jobs in January and February to go around to all the parishioners' houses and bless the house, but they don't really do that anymore as part of their duties. But if you call, they will come. The one thing you do not want to do is get your hands on holy water and start throwing holy water around. That'll make them very angry. You do not want to do that. The other thing that you can do is get a smudge stick, and that is made out of sage or sweetgrass. And if you smudge properly and smudge every 2.5 or 3 weeks, that's going to make that earthbound spirit very lethargic, very laid back. The house will feel better. And eventually, that's going to get real old and they will leave. They will not retaliate against that. I hear people go, oh, it made it worse. No, you didn't smudge right. You have to smudge every room in the house. And you have to smudge every closet, because the one closet that you don't do is where they're going to be standing and hiding. So if you're persistent, it will work. Another thing that you can do is get raw tobacco.
Raw tobacco?
Yes.
All right, where do you get raw tobacco? Where do you get that?
Some health food stores actually carry it now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And if you make a little... some of it like in a little bag and put it over your doors, that actually will deter ghosts from coming in too. Another thing that works terrific is sea salt. If you put sea salt around the perimeter of your house, that will make them think, it won't stop them 100%, but it will definitely make them think twice about coming in.
Of course, your neighbors will think you're nuts, right?
Yeah, well, sea salt's pretty fine. Don't worry.
You're going to be out there with a little carton of sea salt walking around your house going all around the house?
Right, yeah, around the perimeter, exactly. Now, be careful, because salt will kill, flowers or that. So keep
right,
it close,
so
you've got
to get really close, to the house,
right.
Close to the house.
But you could even maybe avoid all of that by carrying a little package or a little jar or baggie of sea salt in the car with you. And if you're a person that goes to antique stores or flea markets or secondhand stores, anything you buy that's secondhand or used, before you put it in your vehicle, sprinkle a little sea salt on it.
Why do these minerals, these elements, why do they work?
The sea salt, I really think, has something to do with the Atlanteans years, years ago. They were the warriors, and they lived in the oceans, which is sea salt.
Yeah.
And I think that has something to do with it. The sage and the sweetgrass, Native American Indians found that out, and they knew. And I think anything that you use like that, it's experience. What's been tried and what works.
And can't you just say, please, spirit, leave. I command you.
Talk to them and you're going to give them more energy. They're never going to go.
Really?
I had a lady call me up. She says, do I have anything in my house? I said, yeah, you got a little old man sitting in like a recliner in your living room. She goes, which recliner? I love when they do that.
They're trying to trick you, aren't they?
I said, the recliner that has the beige and white striped afghan.
Oh, then they stop, right?
It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oops. Yeah.
And he was such a nice little old man. And I says, oh, have the priest out or minister, smudge. No, I want you to come. I said, I can't get out there for about 3 weeks. She says, that's okay. 3 weeks later, I go, come in through the kitchen. This ghost is like bouncing off of walls. I said, what did you do? She goes, oh, every day I told him, boy, you just wait till Marianne gets here. I said, oh, thanks a lot.